morning, the majority of the U.S. Midwest is still facing a generally favorable environment for farming activity and crop development. As we move forward through this next several day period, there was a lack of rain in some Iowa locations, southeastern Minnesota, a few locations in Wisconsin over the weekend. There was also some areas down in eastern Missouri, central Illinois, northwestern Illinois, as well as portions of Michigan and areas into Ohio and Pennsylvania that didn't see a lot of rain. In these latter three areas, Michigan, parts of northern Indiana, and Ohio will see rain today. That leaves most of the hole for dryness occurring in the central parts of the Midwest, but that area will see some showers and thunderstorms a little later this week. And of course, parts of Iowa and Missouri both, as well as southwestern Illinois, reported rain last week, and so most of those areas in relatively good shape. Wisconsin had good soil moisture at the end of last week, and so the dryness there is probably not much of an issue. So that leaves a small pocket in northeastern Iowa and southeastern Minnesota, some immediate neighboring areas there in Wisconsin that are probably stressed enough that there's probably some concern over crop conditions. But that is a relatively small-sized area, and as we go through this week, there will be opportunity for rain to return to some of that region as we get towards the weekend. And we'll watch real closely how we evolve on that precipitation event. The majority of the precipitation that's going to occur this week will be focused really today, and much of that will be in parts of Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, northeastern parts of Indiana. We'll see 15/100ths of an inch to 3/4ths of an inch of rain in a lot of that region. There will be some 1 to 2 inch totals, though, in a few locations, especially from Detroit down into the eastern portions of Ohio and western Pennsylvania. The forecast after that, though, is for relatively dry conditions in the eastern Midwest. In fact, most of the Midwest in general will not be seeing a lot of precipitation during the middle part of this week. Some random showers and thunderstorms will begin to pop up again in some of the western Corn Belt as we get to Thursday and Friday. But the precipitation will be poorly distributed until we get into the heart of the weekend and early next week. Some of the computer forecast models suggest the period from late Sunday through Wednesday of next week will be the next wettest period with a more generalized rainfall possible at that time. And until we get to that point, though, a lot of net drying will occur across the Midwest. We expect temperatures to be mostly seasonable during this period of time. A slight cooler bias is expected to occur in quite a few areas here yet this work week. We'll expect the afternoon highs often in the 70s and the 80s, mostly lower 80s, and we'll look for low temperatures at night, still 50s and 60s, quite common across the region. Now, as we get into the late week and into the early part of the weekend, there will be a little bit of a warm-up across parts of the Midwest. We'll see temperatures more in the 80s across the region, and perhaps a few lower 90s will occur in the southwest. As we get into that storminess that occurs early next week, another period of cooling will take place, and so that will put a stop to some of the temperature changes that we will see in the sense of warming. The precipitation that occurs early next week could be moderate in a few locations. What's most important is the rain next week will be focused on northern portions of the Midwest. That's the area that is driest right now and does need a general soaking of rain, so this could be beneficial for crops across the region. Still not seeing a great deal of serious crop stress coming up across the Midwest, but there will definitely be some pockets that are dry as we move forward through this next two-week period, and that will continue to keep at least a little bit of concern in the marketplace about the future of some of these summer crops. But overall, looks very good out there for the most part. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.